They say
gag, that one.
Gag, yeah. They say that a person, you know, heaved up or something like that. Well, you say he was sick.
He's sick in the stomach. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. If your children come to see you, you know, say they come, maybe one of them come over from Georgia, Atlanta, to see you, say, when he got here, you say, I'm mighty.
Mighty glad to see you.
Mighty glad to see you. Would you ever tell them, I'm mighty proud to see
mighty
you?
Mighty proud, yeah.
Those mean about the same
thing? Same thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if he didn't come, you'd say, well, if you don't come, I
hate you didn't come. I want you to come. I'd like to see you if I could. And mm-hmm. Some mm-hmm. little...
Like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, we'll talk about some more pleasant things, get off diseases, and talk about girls and boys and so forth. When a boy keeps going over to a girl's house, say, almost every night of the week to see her, and you know, what do you say he's doing to her then? When he's going to see her, say he's
he's courting.
Courting her. Yeah. Anything else that people would say there?
Hey!
You said that he'd be a courting or anything else?
Yeah, he'd be courting all else. That's all about.
Mm-hmm. Ever say sparking or?
Sparking, yeah.
Is it sparking an older term in courting? Are they?
It's sparking, that's what.
Mm-hmm. Now, if he goes over there all the time, what do you call that boy that goes over to see her all the time? He's her
boyfriend.
Yeah, and she's his
girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Any other words that you have instead of boyfriend and girlfriend? Maybe if you're kidding around, any words you might use?
No,
all about the same then?
All about the same. Mm-hmm.
If a boy was to come home, say, with lipstick or something on his collar, his little brother might say, aha, you've been...
Yeah, you've been hugging.
Yeah, hugging.
Hugging, kissing.
Yeah, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Any kind of joking terms they use then, maybe instead of kissing or terms that old people would use there instead of?
No, that.
Have you ever heard them say spooning?
Yes, I have.
What does that mean?
That means you're doing something you got no business doing.
That's something. That's not like kissing, isn't it?
No.
I see. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
If the girl stopped letting him come over to see her, you know, maybe he'd ask her to marry him, but she, what?
She ain't quite ready.
Yeah, and so she did what to him?
She loved him all right, but she just said she ain't quite ready. And then a heap of times he said he wanted to finish school.
Mm-hmm. If she didn't love him, she might just flat out do what? She might
quit him or tell him, don't you come back and see me no more. Or
so she just turned him down.
Turn him down, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything else you'd say there for turning him down?
No.
And if she didn't turn him down, and the two of them might get together and go see the preacher and get
married. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else you might say instead of getting married? Any joking terms maybe? Or?
No.
Ever hear anybody say get hitched there?
Yeah. Now, I got hitched up.
Yeah. If you had a wedding, Who's the man who stands up there beside the groom there at the wedding? You know, it just kind of goes in there with him.
That's the preacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got the preacher there,
and then your daddy. And then, you got it now for you. You have to ask him. The preacher has to say, "Who's giving this girl away?" Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. said, "I." Mm-hmm. Ira Adams or Diary Adams, just whatever he might say to this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he go on, and then when he get out there, and he want to know who having a Jackson or said now, or just hold your peace. Mm-hmm. Well, if nobody said that, you know that.
That's right. Yeah. So sometimes if a girl gets married, she has some other girls go up there with her. What do you call those other girls?
The waitman. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what about sometimes some other men that go up there with a groom, what do you call them?
Yeah, he's waitman, all this. Mm-hmm. All this thing.
You ever heard of sometimes after a wedding they might have a little get together party, not the bride and the groom, but the people at the wedding, and they might all, they might shout and sing and do some things like that, and maybe shoot some rifles up in the air and just have a good time.
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Just, I just say having fun. Mm-hmm. And a heap of times you just take rice and and throw on them when they, for when they marry, you know. Mm-hmm. Some of them say you ought to keep that rice and eat it.
Something like that.
So that, yeah, something like that.
Have you ever heard of them having a chivalry after a wedding?
No,
Or a serenade, you ever heard of those two things?
No.
Never heard those two?
No, they said the honeymoon, that's all out. On the honeymoon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All going off on the honeymoon trip.
If say I came by here one day and to see you, but you were in Atlanta, you'll say I might say well, you might say well, you didn't see me because I was
in Atlanta.